The stock market in New Zealand's going well. A2 Milk was the star performer yesterday. Also, Air New Zealand, their share price was up 2.5%. Air New Zealand that share price has gone up 59% just this year. That's really quite amazing. However, not quite so good in the banking sector, who are reporting a dip in profits for the March quarter. According to a KPMG survey, the sector experienced an almost 3% decrease in net profit after tax for this period. So joining us now is Head of Banking and Finance from KPMG, John Kensington. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
What's causing this?
Look, I think there's probably about three or four key factors that cause it, and they are obviously a small reduction in the amount of interest income that the banks have earned, a little bit of an increase in costs, and there's been a slight increase in the impaired asset expenses or the doubtful debt charge that they had to take.
So we've got used to, you know, rampaging bank profits in New Zealand and positive results from the previous quarter. So should we be concerned about a 3% dip in a March quarter?
No, I don't think so, Andrew. I think it's just a testament to the fact that the market that the banks are in are very competitive, and in that particular market is going through a bit of a stage, a levelling out or plateauing at the moment.
Okay, so gross loans and advances have remained stable for the quarter. They're talking about great high quality lending, and that's all good news. I was wondering whether the LVRs and the regulations around that are having any impact on banks' trading and therefore on their profit.
Yeah, look, I think they certainly are. I think, as you'd be aware, that the Auckland property market is a big part of where banks lend money. That has slowed down both in terms of the volume and throughput of transactions going through, and in some areas, in fact, the pricing of housing has gone back slightly. So I think that has had an impact.
Okay. And looking ahead to the next quarter, are you expecting this trend to continue?
I think what you'll see is sort of a little bit of an up, a little bit of a down. So look, I think you won't see the profits take off and grow again. I think a little bit of sort of steady as she goes. So it may go down a little bit, it may go up a little bit. It'll sort of move within that 2 or 3% range, I would expect.
And is it wrong for us to look at banks' trading results and see them as an indicator as to how the New Zealand economy is going? Is there a direct correlation?
I think there is. I think they're probably a little bit of a market leader, but it's not so much the fact that they've come down a little bit. It's that their result has still stayed strong. A little bit like the New Zealand economy. You know, it has lately performed very well comparatively, and this is the same as well.
Okay. And why do you think the share market's going so well?
Well, if I knew that, Andrew, I wouldn't be working at KPMG. I'd be investing in the share market.
Very good.
I think it's a symptom of the fact the New Zealand economy is actually doing quite well at the moment.
Good on you. Head of Banking and Finance at KPMG, that is John Kensington here on News Talk ZB, early edition with Andrew Dickens.